Basement Music is supported by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K. This episode, I'm talking to Klimi and Grainier. These bands are quite different. Klimi is a purely and noisy instrumental band, while Grainier has two vocalists. But both bands get their messages across.
We're similar to, I guess, like mood lyricists versus like story lyricists.
Through their writing and performances.
There'll be a line or two where I'm like, this is it. And everyone else will be like, that is completely not it.
Klimi is in the studio with us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hello. Sure.
We're here with everyone. So we got Jake, who plays guitar, and Theo, who plays drums, and Calvin, who plays the bass. So Calvin, you're going to school. Where are you going to school?
I'm going here to the U next, or this coming fall.
Cool. Do you have a major yet?
Political science.
Ooh, fancy.
It is.
Yeah. So no correlation between music and your major at all?
Not really. No. It'll just be two different things, I guess.
Okay, Theo, tell me how the band started.
So we were all in we were in American Studies.
We weren't all in it.
Okay. Well, me and Jake were in American Studies, and Kelvin was in a different class.
In school.
In high school?
In high school, yes.
10th grade.
10th grade. So this was like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It was almost 3 years ago. And then Kelvin ditched his class to jam with us in the practice room, and we just played music together, and that was the first time we ever, all three of us played music together. But I'd been in bands with Kelvin for a couple of years, but then we were like, wait, this is like a good combo. And then we were like, let's form a band. And then we jammed, and that was, what else happened? Was that it?
That was the beginning.
We're just like a jam band.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We're like fish.
It progressed over the years.
Okay. So that leads into my next question. What is Klimi? And that is a double question. How did you guys get the name Klimi? And how do you guys describe your music?
Okay, I got this one.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake, go ahead.
So there's somebody we go to school with, we went to school with, whose name was Klimi, but it was spelled different. And there's also a band called Pliny. And we decided to mix the spelling together to make Klimi, C-L-I-M-I. And then the next year, actually, a teacher came to our school whose name was Miss Klimi, but also spelled differently. So there's three Klimis that exist in the world.
It also means climates in Spanish.
So then how would you describe your music?
It kind of changes depending on our mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mood ring.
Depending on what we're listening to at the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like sometimes it's more shoegazy, sometimes it's more like mathy or more proggy or whatever. More jazzy, yeah. I don't know.
It's always been instrumental. Mm-hmm. We've never had vocals, so it's always just been kind of
whatever we want to do, usually.
That leads into my next question. Why no vocals? I feel like that's a big thing for a band.
Theo and I are too scared to do it.
Okay, well, that's one reason. We've definitely thought about adding vocals.
Calvin's actually an amazing vocalist.
Yeah.
Calvin
was the lead role in our musical at our high school.
Yeah, Calvin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
Calvin, he was Pippin in Pippin.
Yeah,
wow.
Calvin is like a trained vocalist.
Yeah.
But yet no vocals.
And I was in choir for like all of middle school.
Yeah, I was in choir with Theo. And I know Jake can sing too. Like, I know we all can sing.
I mean, one of the reasons.
They've heard me sing at like shows and in my car.
Yeah, but with this, I don't know. We've always just thought it sounded good without vocals, and there were a few times where we were like thinking about adding him in.
I mean, we definitely wanted to focus on like the instrumental and the musical side of things, but also we're not opposed to adding vocals in the future. I think we're going to experiment with adding vocals to our music in the future.
Most definitely.
Will it be any of you? Or
yeah, it'll probably be one of us.
Okay.
But we actually...
We also do have other friends who play music, so we'll see.
Our lineup just kind of changed, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We now have another bass player. So we don't have two bass players. Calvin now plays guitar, and our friend Pleiku, who's in Marmalade, plays bass now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So things are switching up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two guitar players.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit more across instrumentally with two guitars, I think.
Maybe.
But also singing would be sick too. So we kind of feel like if we're going to be instrumental, we have to be kind of loud. But also it's, we're really influenced by a lot of really loud bands.
So you guys released a little 3-song EP in March. Is that going to be it for this year? Can we expect anything else?
We're about to release a split with Marmalade, actually.
Marmalade's another local band, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Marmalade is our friend's band. We all went to high school together.
Yeah, they're our best friends. Mm-hmm. And so we both did 2 songs and recorded it with our friend Andy.
When's that coming out?
Whenever we get the art for it. So we're, but it's all mixed and mastered, so hopefully soon, within the next month or two. Yeah.
So most bands rely on lyrics to get a message across. How do you guys get your message across? / is there even a message?
There's definitely a
message. There's a message deep down. I think the message is more just like...
It's definitely in the riffs for me.
The music, like, we try to like encapsulate how we feel into the music.
Yeah. We're similar to, I guess, like mood lyricists versus like story lyricists, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Like, you know how some songs kind of tell more of a story, and that's not really us, but like each kind of song or each kind of section kind of represents
a different mood.
We did have a song called Mood, actually. So we are pretty big on
like
moods.
So you guys are a mood ring. I get it. Okay. Yeah. Full circle.
Mm-hmm. We are mood ring. What is one of our songs in specific about?
I don't think there's anything.
Oh, we wrote a song about a dome.
Yeah, the first song we played is called The Dome.
Because he worked at a dome.
That's loosely about a dome.
What dome?
Braemar Dome in Edina. Oh. Shout out.
Jake, can you tell me about the band's songwriting process?
Yeah, so we had a class this year in our senior year that was like, basically Theo and I just got to jam every day in the studio at our school. Mm-hmm. So that's when we wrote like 2 of our songs from that EP re-released. But another way we do it is Theo makes a lot of electronic music, and he writes some insane chord progressions. So we'll take his like MIDI information, and I'll basically like look at it and transcribe it to guitar, and then like I guess adjust it to make it make sense, and sometimes make it in some insane time signature.
Yeah, I usually sometimes I write songs, but just in MIDI.
Yeah,
that's easier because I don't play guitar very well.
Yeah,
because I'm a drummer.
So a couple of our songs have literally started off as like Theo's like beats, which is kind of funny. And then Calvin just comes in and...
Yeah, how do you write your bass lines?
Pretty much just hears what me and Theo and I have wrote.
He plays his bass lines by ear, pretty much.
And then just writes insane bass lines.
Is that true, or do you...
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
Calvin, you're going to college soon. Do you anticipate any changes with the band, or like...
Yeah, Calvin.
We haven't asked this question yet.
Only positive changes.
Okay, that's good.
Because I'm sure... Well, I'm not sure. I'm hoping I'll get invited to some parties and we'll be able to play some.
Yeah.
We've definitely
played
a few college house shows, which have been a lot more fun, a lot more people. So
Calvin's pretty good at doing his homework, so he...
Yeah.
We'll just have to convince him to get out of his dorm.
But yeah.
We'll have to come, like, grab... I'll just come grab him sometimes and be like, you have to come.
Yeah. That's probably where I was going to go.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing. Can't say that you have to vacuum.
No, I won't be back.
That's been a pretty common excuse.
That's a thing. I can't go to practice. I have to vacuum.
That's been an excuse.
Okay. So what are you guys striving for when you make a song?
It really, yeah. We've had many, like, many ideas goals and riffs over the years that haven't really felt right to us.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we have a lot of songs that, like, we've written and then just, like, stopped playing completely and immediately forgot.
So the songs that, like, we continue to play, like, they actually, you feel good about them?
Yeah, we kind of write we've written a lot of songs, but then we've just kind of, like, only kept the ones that we like the most. And that's kind of...
But, so we strive to write songs that we like.
Yeah,
songs that I would want to listen to, because what's the point in playing it if you don't want to be listening to it?
Yeah, I don't know. Not that we listen to our music ever.
No, I don't.
We never do, but...
One more question. If you guys were a Batman villain, which one would you be?
Let me think.
I'm going to have to hand this to you guys, because...
Jake loves Batman.
I do really like Batman.
I really like a lot of Batman villains. What about... Is Poison Ivy a
I'll
Black
start... Man? I would be Poison Ivy.
Okay.
Yeah. But you guys can take Poison Ivy, too.
I think I'd be the Riddler.
Oh, yeah. Same,
the
same.
Riddler. Okay.
Yeah, the Riddler, yeah.
Both of you, Theo and Jake.
No, you can't alter the Riddler.
But the Riddler is, like, so me, you know?
I guess the Riddler is more you. I guess I'd be Clayface.
Yeah. Calvin, what would you be?
I have no idea.
Calvin would be the Joker.
Yeah, Calvin.
I'm kind of a Joker.
Maybe, nah, Calvin would be the Joker.
No, I would be Two-Face.
Oh, yeah, Jake. Jake is Two-Face. I'm the Riddler, and Calvin is the Joker. There we go. We figured it out.
Okay.
And you're Poison Ivy.
I'm Poison Ivy. Thank you guys so much for coming in, playing some songs for us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
great.
Sure.
It's fun.
This is New Song by Clemmy. Grainier is joining us in the studio now. We have Olivia, who plays bass and goes to MCAD. We have Jake, who plays guitar. We got Jeb, who sings, plays guitar, and goes to Hamlin. And we're finishing off with John, who plays drums and goes to the U. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Jeb, could you tell me how the band got started?
The band started because I had been wanting to start something, and I knew Olivia wanted to start something, so I just taught her to play bass. And then we found Olivia knew John.
Yeah.
And so John, then John started playing with us. And then that's when we wrote like our EP. And when we had our first show, Jacob was standing right next to me and peer pressured his way in. But then we practiced with him and it was really fun.
Wait, what did he do?
He posted on Twitter and said, because there's a picture of me playing and very red in the face and Jacob standing next to me like arms crossed staring at the ground. And he posted a picture on Twitter and it said, me thinking about how much I want to be in Grainy. And and that's how he got in. It was very weak peer pressure, but it was enough.
It worked.
But I haven't been in a band without Jacob ever, so it was kind of just like...
So you guys have known each other for a while then?
I haven't known Jake or Jeb till like this band started. Me and Liv have known each other since like...
John, I've known you for a while.
Me and Jake have known who each other are, but we haven't known each other. But me and Liv have known each other since like high school, like early high school.
Yeah. We've played in bands, in shows with John, but I've never known John. I didn't know Olivia till like last year.
Well, we kind of met haphazardly too.
Yeah, just kind of like every now and then. Yeah. And we just started hanging out a bunch. And I've known Jacob since
I was an eighth grader.
Since homecoming photos. Yeah, uh-huh. In his eighth grade.
I met Jacob yesterday.
That's just, I feel like, just like making a meme on Twitter is just the funniest way to join a band. Like truly 2018, we are living in it.
And that's how we came together.
So you guys released an EP in February of this year, and then you also released two songs in August. When can we expect an album full length?
Yikes.
2019.
Yeah,
I mean, the goal like
probably 2019.
Is to record a full length next summer, I think, but that's like tentative.
Yeah, we'll see. We have not really started writing beyond those two songs we just put out this August. So we have yet to even begin writing whatever's next. So it tentatively next summer.
I feel like we're in like a weird spot right now where like everything we've been like planning on and building up to the past couple months has like just happened, and now we're like
it's pretty much just been like planning like this far out, like to this podcast is the farthest I've been looking out for this band, and now that we're here I'm like, okay, like we don't have
we have promos after this.
Oh yes, promos.
That's true too.
I think the only plus side is now we kind of know how to write with each other, so I think hopefully writing a record could go relatively more smooth.
Yeah, I think so too.
That'd definitely be nice. That's the hope.
Oh, did it not go smooth writing these last six
not
songs?
That it didn't go smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of like with the two songs we went into it being like we just want to do two songs and like we'll put that out. Kind of just we wanted new music out because we were feeling like
I hadn't written anything.
Yeah, we'd never written with Jacob, and then we were like, we can write something better, but we didn't want to do like we didn't want to take the time to wait through a full length like that whole process.
Yeah,
I think that was.
I think it was just to have something else out that wasn't familiar.
Yeah, that we like.
So, do you think these last two songs that you put out in August represent your sound more than the EP released in February?
Absolutely. Yeah.
100%.
Jeb, could you tell me how?
I mean, even just for the fact that like there's multiple guitar parts written, I feel like the way I'm doing vocals on these two songs, I like way more. I don't really like screaming as much. So I appreciate that about them. And then just like, I don't know. I feel like we're just definitely more intentional with them. There's parts that have a lot more space, I feel like, and they're more dynamic. Something to follow.
So you guys were called Overcast. Why did you change it, and where does Grainier come from?
Okay, so we, again, Dayton put us on this show, and we didn't have a name, and he was like, Liv, I need, like, to get this fired, and I was like, okay, okay, so we, like, sat down for a minute and just, like, kind of cranked out a name, and Overcast came out. And then we got to a point where we just, like, couldn't have it anymore. Like, it had to go. And we were throwing out a bunch of stuff. And I had thrown out Grainier because I thought, like, okay. So I was like, oh, Rainier, that's cool. And I was like, well, then there's, like, Rainier Maria. So then, like, I was like, oh, Grainier. And then nobody liked that.
Because this was Grainier, like,
this is like
G-R-A-I-N.
A-I. Yeah. So, like, Grain. And then I had, like, put it back in the group chat again, and someone had, like, changed the spelling of it to how it was now, or how it is now. And then nobody wanted to pronounce it Grainier, so it ended up just being Grainier. If that makes
sense. Oh, so, like, Grainier?
Like more grain.
Yeah.
Right. Grainier. Yes.
In the thought of, like in a picture, there's grain.
Okay.
But naming the band at the start was, like, the most painful process.
It really was bad.
You're like, just so back and forth.
It wasn't fun the second time either, though.
Do you remember the name really bad? Because I don't.
Wasn't it Overall?
Stop.
I remember that one.
It's the worst one.
We were like, you know, it's just Saw It. It doesn't really mean anything, but it doesn't really, you know, there's something there. Like, we were just kind of like on Overall.
There was nothing.
Null. There's nothing
there. Null was the other one that was for, like, a couple hours one day.
Well, the original one was, oh my God, what was the first? First one, Hauser.
Hauser.
Then we like, there's a lot of house bands.
If anyone wants these names, they're all yours.
I still like the name, but I don't know.
I think it would have been weird. Yeah, we're like, I don't know. Now the name is kind of just like, I don't like love the name, but it's like what it is, and it'd be really weird to like change it now. So like,
at this point, it's just like that's
that
just
is. What
I wish
is,
we had a name people could pronounce.
That's the thing. Yeah,
actually, it's like, on that topic, my favorite thing about it though is there's really, I feel like everyone comes up to me and they go, Grainier, is that how I say it? Because there's really only one way to say it,
that's
but everyone
not
still
true,
questions
though.
It.
Everyone hesitates to pronounce
because
it.
Because it's not like an actual word.
Yeah, so that's like, true, but no, everyone like, I know has gotten it right.
Those of you that are in college, what's your connection? Is there a connection between your major and your music?
Me and Liv are both studying design on slightly different levels.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what I'm majoring in yet, but... I don't think it has much to do with music at all.
I'm a graphic design
designing.
Major.
Like, well, yeah. I tend, I mean, like,
Liv
Jeb and I...
Liv designs for us and goes to, like...
Yeah, we do. Jeb and I kind of just, like, handle a lot of, like, the visual work. Like, the first two EPs, I did the covers for with Jake's photos on the second one, and then the shirt that we just... Or the shirts that we printed was a print for did or a print I did for one of my classes.
Yeah, so. In that way, like, everything visual we do for the most part. So, like, that's kind of, like, the biggest tie for us.
Which is convenient. Like, that just works out super well that, like, we have, like, access to a bunch of, like, resources and, like, really whatever we need. Like, in December, we did a super quick music video that I, like, got to use as a final for one of my classes. So that, like, we never put that out, but, like... It was kind of like
still
a
sweet, though.
Kill two
fine.
Birds with one stone kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you, John?
I study computer science. I don't know if it's really that related. I guess drumming and like math and computers are kind of all, like, I don't know, it's a very concrete mathematical
got
thing, I guess.
Grade in his head and just filters down.
Numbers so, falling.
Yeah, yeah, you know the meme. So I don't know. I guess they're maybe connected. Yeah, I guess not a ton, though, no.
What's the plan after college with music? Is there a plan?
I have not even thought through what the music plan is after college. I mean, I'm in my junior year, so I still have one more ahead of me. I hope I'm still playing music at that point. I plan to stay in the city, so if I have all my gear and I'm still here, like, probably still playing music.
Yeah.
There's been no discussion of breaking up.
No,
so,
I mean,
so
I think
far,
we,
so.
Oh, we were
all
talking
just want to, okay. I think we're just trying to, like, for now, like, at least while we're in school, like, tour as much as we can and, like, get out and do as really, like, as much as we can. and then just kind of take it like step by step.
Yeah, I feel like a year ago I would have said that I wanted to get like some fancy job or something, but now I'm like, I kind of want to find like the chillest like software engineering job I can that'll let me take the most time off work, and because I don't know, touring's fun. I'd like to. I hope we're still doing like as much as possible.
I definitely want to do more tours. I mean, by then we'll be huge. So
I think if
the
anything,
plan is to make it big.
I think if anything, I'm hoping after school I'll have more time to play music. I think is my goal, but who knows.
How does being in college benefit your experience of being in the music scene and vice versa?
Okay, I think the best thing for me was since I went to the U and I lived down here and a lot of shows happened here, I could walk to shows, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, you were just like at everything with the bike. Which
was
sick.
I remember I would just be like, hey, Jeb, grab my cymbals and snare from the space. And then I just biked to shows and it was sick.
But you were late. Most of the time. Just saying.
I was an RA last year, and I had to really organize my Google Calendar, and now I use my Google Calendar, and I can actually, like, remember when we have a show, because otherwise, I'll just get a text that's like, so when are we loading in, and I'm like, oh, right, and that's how I remember shows, but other than that, like, I'm just more organized because of school, I feel like, and more stressed for time. That definitely influences the band, but...
Yeah, I don't know if there's really, like, a whole lot of overlap or anything, like, I feel... like being in college just makes like scheduling so much harder for like band stuff. Like we've like really tried to keep like a scheduled day for practice and like, which we've tried.
No, I think tried. Lately is
I mean
been working
like
well.
It's because it's the summer and we're not in school.
Well, okay. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I just again like with the organization like. Gotta keep so straight. Yeah.
I think it definitely makes the music more of a release too, though, because then it's like I get to step away from everything and come hang out at the space and like write and play.
Makes you sadder to write.
You have a lot more content.
Do you use inspiration from college at all for like your music, or is that just a joke?
Like, friends and relationships in college, like I think about. But like I. Or, like, even just, like, stress of, like, I feel like college is the time where everyone's, like, who am I, what am I doing? And there's definitely, like, fuel there. But I don't know that, like, I mean, I'm not, like, writing about school, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. I think just the time of my life that I'm in college is the more the influence than, like, being there.
So, Jeb, are you the main lyricist?
Yeah. I write most of our lyrics, and we'll like bounce back and forth. Like I'll come with something and be like, what do you guys think? And like, half the time it is rightfully like turned down or just like, we'll run with that now. Yeah. There'll be a line or two where I'm like, this is it. And everyone else will be like, that is completely not it. John writes his parts and I write mine basically is how it goes.
I feel like I try to revise Jeb's parts with him and then I give him something worse. But then from that, he goes better. So it's like, if anything, I just kind of keep Jeb's brain moving, but I don't actually give him anything of substance.
Well, you were saying earlier how college is like, you're trying to figure out who you are and stuff. Is that what a lot of your lyrics reflect right now? Or are there other themes as well?
The two new ones, especially, I think, like, Mural is more about that, the kind of, like, what's going on, what's the plan looking out? And Lou is sort of just, like, about people around me and, like, friends and that sort of thing. The lights lure me in the soft light. No, I tried to comfortable when I fall through. Swallow you. No, I'd like to. I can't stop it yet.
What is the most memorable show that you've played? Ooh. It doesn't have to be like the best show that you think you've played, but just something that has happened that will always stick with you. Go ahead, John.
Oh, okay, I'm really excited. First thing that came to my mind, I think it was literally like our third or fourth show. We played with Household at your house, and that was like the sickest shit. Mostly because like I'd always loved Household, and like we hadn't played with any like crazy bit, like, I don't know. I think they're, like, a pretty good, I don't know. It was a cool show. I really like Household. There was a lot of cool bands. There was a ton of people there.
Heart to Gold was on that.
Yeah,
Salt
Heart
Creek.
To Gold.
That's
Salt.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was
forgot.
That Salt Creek.
That lineup was
very
crazy.
That was a great show.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
yeah.
such
yeah.
a good show.
Our first show was, we got, like, pretty lucky on that one. That one was super cool. We had just, like, so many of our friends there, mm-hmm. and that was super cool. Mm-hmm. I think another really cool one was the Cleveland show we played on tour. Yeah. Like, there were, like, people there, and, like, it was cool. Like,
that one was with this, it was with our friends Downward, who, like, every show with them, like, I have had all their songs stuck in my head since tour.
They're literally the best band.
They don't have, like, half the songs I have in my head out.
Yeah.
It's the most frustrating thing. But then it was also this band, Honeymoon, and Honeymoon was
our
nuts.
Bros.
They're just, like, this, like,
they're from
so hum, sick. Knapsacky, just, like, the, like, big muff sound, you know? It was just, like, super cool to see them, so...
What about you, Jake?
My favorite show has been, like, any show we played with Downward.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
Like, just anyone, because they're, like...
So insane.
Any chance I have to see that band is the best.
My last question for everyone. If you were an Avenger, which one would you be?
Spider-Man.
Oh my God. Hey!
I think the collective answer is going to be Spider-Man. So, like...
pizza
well,
time.
Obviously, I'm going to change my answer.
I say we all pick Spider-Man.
Captain America. I don't know. Wait. I don't know what Avenger I'd truly like. I don't know what the Avenger I want to be is Spider-Man. But
I think I would
like,
be the
John would be Tony Stark.
Yeah. Yes, actually totally.
Or Iron Man. Liv would be the Hulk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeb, that's so sick.
Jeb would probably be Spider-Man.
I think
honestly,
Jeb is definitely Spider-Man.
I don't know what I would be.
Wait. Was the Avengers that movie that came out like a couple months ago?
Because
I fell asleep during it, if it was.
There's been like 12
there's
movies.
There's like a, yeah. There's,
do I
you know,
don't.
Have you ever heard of Marvel?
I just remember, like, didn't they come out with a new one, though, like,
who
at the end of the school year or something?
Jake be
Thor? You can be Star-Lord.
No, that's not Chris Pratt. That's
you can be Crisp Rat.
He was Star-Lord, yeah. But, yeah.
Star-Lord. I would be Star-Lord. Like, I'm cool with that.
Wasn't it, like, Peter Quill is his name?
Yeah.
I'll be Star-Lord. He's always bopping to music.
That's true.
He has a good soundtrack, yeah.
What about you?
Me?
I asked the questions.
I would be Black Widow for sure. She's so cool. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being here today. It was really great having you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
yeah.
us.
This episode with House Fire by Grainier. Basement Music is a production of Radio K and is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.